Have you ever stood in a garden or a yard that had been neglected and was in sore need of care? Maybe you were sick one year and then you found yourself standing in front of a whole spring's worth of weeds and dandelions and overgrowth. Or maybe you stood in front of a plot of land at a new house where not a lick of work had been done and you were trying so intently to envision how a thriving garden could ever eventually exist there. Both types of projects can feel overwhelming. Both spaces desperately need revival and renewal, which are two things that sound similar but are very different. Revival brings something back to life or back to use. It restores something old, lost, or neglected and makes it new again. Or it's an awakening, like the spiritual awakening from a good old-fashioned evangelical revival event. It's bringing something back to life. When you revive something, you bring it back from a neglected state to its former use or glory. The neglected garden needs revival. It needs the weeds cleared, the overgrown plants pruned, and depleted soil replenished. Struggling plants need access to sunlight, water, and nutrition. And all of it makes way for it to become a productive, beautiful garden that it once was. Revival could also involve reintroducing some traditional or heirloom plant varieties that were once popular in the garden but had since been neglected or forgotten. Revival can easily be overwhelming because it's so easy to look ahead and see everything that needs to be fixed or restored. You have to have courage to look at what's broken. Take the Kew Gardens, nestled in the heart of southwest London. It's actually home to the world's largest Victorian glasshouse. Built in 1863 and designed by Domitius Burton, the glasshouse has been home to more than 10,000 plants, including some of the world's rarest and most threatened plants. They call it the most biodiverse place on Earth. There's a few plants that exist nowhere else on the planet. Over time after it was built, however, the grandeur of the architectural gem really started to fade and show decay, threatening the plants that it protected. When Amy Felton was given the project to renew the glasshouse, it had to feel insurmountable. But taking it one small step at a time, she and her team moved and protected all 10,000 plants. They were housed, including with some of the components of the glasshouse, under a tent structure so large that you could put two Boeing 747s under it. They meticulously removed and repaired or repainted more than 69,000 individual elements from the conservatory, each one a little piece of history in need of revival. I can't even imagine starting a project where I knew 69,000 individual elements would need to be replaced. If you know me, you know as a kid I used to be a really big fan of having a good joke. And there's a really simple one that asks the question, how do you eat an elephant, which is an overwhelming project. And the answer is one bite at a time. With that attitude, the team also repaired and replaced a staggering 15,000 panes of glass. 400 staff members and contractors taking 1,731 days brought the glasshouse back to its splendor in a tremendous revival. But they didn't stop at just reviving it. They also had a dream to modernize the conservatory and renew it. Renewal generally refers to the act of making something new again or restoring it to a fresh, original, or improved state. So while renewal is similar to revival, it also includes a broader range of activities than revival, which include updating, refreshing, or modernizing something rather than just simply reviving it to its previous state. When you renew something, you bring something totally new to the table as you revive and repair it. So renewal in a garden is a more proactive and forward-thinking approach. The name is a clue. It adds something new along the way. It might involve redesigning certain areas of the landscaping to improve it or to help it drain better or to introduce new drain technologies. You might introduce new plant varieties that diversify the garden's ecosystem or help just bring it to life in a new way that wasn't possible before. It also could include incorporating new practices like composting or rainwater harvesting or different innovative gardening techniques like using a smartphone app to monitor your plants and to plot them out as you plant. It's really a thing, and it's really cool. There's always something new you can bring in when you're in that renewal state of mind. So, while revival focuses on restoring the garden to its former state or glory by addressing existing issues, Renewal also takes that broader approach and seeks to improve or innovate the garden for the future. Both concepts are valuable in maintaining a vibrant, thriving garden space. As Amy and her team revived the conservatory, they actually dove into the archives, unearthed Burton's original drawings, the architect, and then used those drawings and his vision to modernize the operation while honoring its storied past. The renovations opened up hundreds of cloistery windows that had been non-operational with new ways to open them. They'd been fixed shut since the 1970s. They also installed lower-level apron vents and improved the cross-ventilation and the air movement that would help all of the plants thrive and toughen up and survive, and even included heating in sunken trenches that could help create an even atmosphere and allow the glasshouse to grow a broader range of plants. So many good things were added to the glasshouse. But that renewal was actually made necessary by the fact that when the glasshouse was built, there was a huge debate as to the cost that would be paid for it. In fact, it was even debated in Parliament, and an influential politician opposed the proposed cost, insisting that the building could be erected for a third of the requested budget. Well, guess what? The true cost will always be paid, and it took another 18 years for the funds to be gathered and the glasshouse to be finished. That promise of cheaper construction that failed to materialize for the Kew Glasshouse led to a lot of flaws that actually sped up its breakdown and made it necessary for it to have a revival. Whether you're looking at the initial construction of over 18 years to those 5 long years it took Amy and her team to revive it from those decades of breakdown, the changes took time. It can really help to recognize that genuine improvements to your health, especially if you're coming out of a season of neglect or high stress, demand a constant investment of time and effort. Embracing this reality rather than seeking the quick fixes that can usually disappoint us changes the entire process and increases your chances of success. These two concepts of renewal and revival are powerful ways that we can look at our health and wellness. When we stepped away from She Changes Everything to help care for our dad fighting cancer, it was the most stressful season of our lives. Today, we're most definitely in a season of renewal. We're building back what was lost, overlooked, or overgrown during that time. When reviving old health habits after a stressful life interruption, the single most important place to start is with self-compassion and with an intentional mindset about the journey you're about to embark on. While it might seem practical to immediately dive into very specific habits like, I'm going to eat these things or I'm going to exercise this way, it's actually not the most impactful place to start. You need to start with your mind. Without pausing to cultivate a really supportive, compassionate, understanding mindset about why you are where you are, you'll easily get derailed by looking backwards or by being too hard on yourself for what's been lost. It's human nature. If you can understand that setbacks are a part of life, especially during hard times, it can allow you to be more kind to yourself. And then by acknowledging imperfection, it can help you see it, address it, and not allow it to derail you. A mindset of self-compassion and kindness is the undeniable foundation that's necessary for successful revival and impactful change. From there, then you can turn to renewal, looking to the future with a sense of hopefulness that lets you add new things. We've regularly added back strength training into our routine and it feels wonderful, but it absolutely was not possible in the beginning. We could have been really mad at ourselves or delayed recovery by really stubbornly including it and keeping our bodies exhausted. But we chose self-compassion, a focus on healing, and gave our bodies the time to revive enough to do it. The revival of your health or your health habits should be approached with consistency rather than perfection and focus on achievable steps that align with your current circumstances. I mean, how do you meticulously remove, restore, and replace more than 69,000 individual elements from a conservatory? With consistency, one piece at a time. We all know the answer is one piece at a time, but we don't apply the same logic very easily to our own health changes. We focused on taking a walk after dinner every night consistently. It was this little line in the sand that brought some gentle movement back, and we made it simple enough to be consistent and said it had to be around the block. It helped balance our blood sugar, release stress, and then started to improve our sleep little by little. Here's the thing, walking is an amazing tool for healing and for health. We have a fun tool to help you add more walking in our spring care plan, which you can get at the link in our bio. It's also full of meaningful inspiration to revive the care for your mind, body, and soul this spring season. There's a worksheet in that guide with some meaningful questions we know will help you pinpoint areas of your life that may be in need of revival or renewal. You can print that out and work through it. And I also want to ask you them. The first question to ask yourself is, how do I feel physically, mentally, and emotionally on a daily basis? Pausing and reflecting on your overall well-being is that first step to helping you regain awareness of what areas need revival or renewal. You can pay attention to any physical discomforts, mental stressors, or emotional imbalance that you're experiencing more frequently than not, as these can indicate areas that require attention and care. You can also ask yourself, what habits or routines have I neglected or let fall by the wayside? It's really easy just to keep rushing and to overlook it. But asking the question will let you consider the habits and the routines that used to really contribute to your overall wellness, but have somehow been neglected or forgotten or fallen by the wayside over time. Be honest with yourself without judging any of the reasons that they've fallen away. There are habits that need to go away. They no longer serve you in the season you're in. We're talking about more of those essential habits, like carrying a water bottle with you and hydrating yourself, or things that absolutely change the fundamental health of your mind, body, and soul. From there, you reach the third question, which is the most important. What can I do to cultivate a deeper sense of kindness towards myself as I start this journey of renewal? If you start with kindness, it's amazing what you can uncover and achieve. And then from there, you have to honor the time and the effort that will be needed. There's no shortcutting the budget like they tried to do with the Q Glasshouse. Rushing for cheap, quick solutions without considering the long-term sustainability of them can really lead to significant problems in the future. Instead, it's worth patience and consistency right now. Just as a meticulous revival project can breathe new life into an old structure like the Q Glasshouse, you can also deliberately revive old healthy habits, leading to a revitalized sense of well-being and health. And from there, you can renew what you do and invite new things in, adding additional supportive things or using new tools from the spring care plan that make the most sense for your mind, body, and soul. Revival calls us to restore what once was, breathing new life into forgotten habits, while renewal beckons us towards growth and change, infusing the old with the vitality of the new habits that our body needs now in this season of life. Both paths are journeys of change, guided by the wisdom of your experience and fueled by hope of revival and renewal for continued change. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. I hope you found inspiration in the timeless renewal of the Q Glasshouse. If you're looking for practical ways to kickstart your own journey of renewal this spring, be sure to download our spring care plan. It's filled with wellness ideas and guidance that will help you uncover what you need to revive and renew your mind, body, and soul this season. You can find the link to download it right in the podcast description, and we'll email you our best practical tips and those actionable steps you need to prioritize your health and well-being this spring. In the meantime, be kind to yourself in the process of change.